My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Let's go to Jerry in Connecticut. What's going on, Jerry?
Hey, guys. I had mistakenly thought that you could still use Twitter in Brazil, but you had to pay a heavy fine, like $8,000, $9,000 a day or something. But I guess it's now shut off entirely.
And by the way, it's X. It's not Twitter anymore. It's X.
Okay, X. So I stand corrected. So in using the analogy what MLB did with pulling the All-Star game out of Atlanta due to the Georgia voting law, what should the NFL do when they see a nation like Brazil, a big market, but when it starts to move closer to, you know, we'll call it North Korea, than the United States in terms of its acceptance of free speech to the point where it's, you know, its government is practicing blatant censorship? I mean, you know, you got this BRICS where I think Brazil and Russia and China and, you know, there's sort of this counter NATO. So what should the league do when it sees this, the Brazilian people especially being the victim of this government mandated censorship? Should they say, you know, this is not, you know, what rule will be next, right? Can you criticize the refs? So what should a league do? What's the socially responsible thing? Given that there is a record,
you want us to get into a geopolitical conversation about, you know, I think I'll call Roger Goodell after the show and say, hey, listen, you got to pull this game. You got to pull. I mean, like, realistically, I understand what you're saying and I understand what you're trying to get across. And there's always a, you know, there's always a double meaning with things like this. But the NFL is already committed to the game. They're playing the game there. This fight between Brazil and X and Elon Musk is basically just started to percolate over the last couple of weeks. Maybe it's been longer than that. I'm not sure. And Elon Musk is doing everything he possibly can in the rest of the world to show exactly what Brazil is doing. So I don't know what to say. The NFL may not ever go back to playing Brazil again after this. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting question of what are the things that the league has to consider when it comes to a country and how they treat their people and all of those things. But as I've mentioned many, many times with the sports washing stuff, nobody cares except for the money. I mean, do you think that the IOC or FIFA or any of those
places.
Olympics. IOC, yeah. So gave a crap about what was going on in these countries? No, they were getting bribes, and that was that. Now, the NFL's not getting bribes. The NFL's just getting straight cash, homie. Numbers we've never seen before in our lives.
Yeah, well, where were a lot of the devices that we use, the clothes that we wear, where are they made?
China.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean,
The NFL does not care about the gangs. The NFL does not care about anything. They want to make sure their players are safe, obviously, because that would be horrible if something happened. And they want to grow the game, expand it, make more money, make more fans around the world, and continue to grow their business.
I'm just trying to think. The country of Brazil, the city of São Paulo, probably, I'm assuming, plus Peacock also bought this game.
That's right.
Remember that. So the NFL created and carved out another opportunity for them to expand their footprint internationally, financially, with Peacock buying this game as it was put up for, auction. And then on top of that, I guarantee you that the country of Brazil is paying, I would think, close to $20 million for this game, if not more.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's so that
in the country of Brazil, this is like, you talk about sports washing.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL, the biggest league in America, is coming to play a game in their city, in their country. That is a huge win for that country and that city. And it's going to be broadcast all over the place on Peacock and whatever Brazilian television stations will be carrying it.
Yeah, and Roger Goodell and the NFL, and nobody cares if the Brazilians can use X or not.
Well, they certainly seem to care about other things around here, like that caller was talking about. Like, Major League Baseball cared about what was going on in Atlanta. I think the leagues also cared at one point in time what was going on in Charlotte, North Carolina, about bathrooms.
Well, wasn't that the reason why the... Well,
there was also Governor Cuomo saying, I'm not doing any business with North Carolina because of the bathrooms. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah. That is true. Baseball got involved with that whole thing. But I'm telling you right...
That was about voting, and that was
right.
That whole thing. And they basically just hurt the city of Atlanta.
Yeah.
And the people that were waiting and looking forward to having the All-Star game there.
But, I mean, there's got to be more atrocities going on in Brazil that are bigger than people not being able to use X, right?
There's a lot of atrocities going on all over the
right.
place.
I mean, so why is this the thing?
We just pick and choose the atrocity that we'd want to talk about.
Basically,
or that we
yeah.
want to use as an example of trying to make a statement compared to another statement that has been made.
Very true. Very true. And then when we watch this game, there'll just be thousands of bets on it. There'll be fans of the Eagles and the Packers caring about it. No one's going to be thinking about posting on X in Brazil.
Right,
at that
and I also
point.
Think
they're going to get out of there.
It was a great place to go for a vacation, I believe.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful city. I mean, yeah, it's like every other city that you go to.
Not true. Not every other city. I mean, they were talking about how the players...
You're going to tell me that Paris, London... cities like that don't have their issues like New York
does. I'm sure they have their issues, but they told the players to stay in their hotel rooms.
You know, they actually told my team, the Cincinnati Bengals, in February, I believe it was January of 1989, whatever you do, stay in your hotel. We were staying at the Omni. I think it was the Omni.
Yeah, because they didn't want you to go out and drink and get in trouble.
No, because across the street, there was a riot. And they didn't want us to turn into that and possibly get shot.
Wait, where?
This was 1989. Miami. For our Super Bowl.
Yeah, Miami in the 80s. A lot of cocaine cowboys, the whole thing. There's a lot going on.
I understand that. But it's not just São Paulo, Brazil. We have this stereotypical view of something, which is completely wrong. It can happen here as much as
I'm sure it
can
happen here. But I also think that there's some truth to... the fact that this is a different type of place to play, and there's some concerns there.
How many games have we had in Mexico City?
Well, I said the same thing about that. A few.
Right.
But I was saying the same thing. It's just... I made a kidnapping joke the last time there was a game in Mexico City. I don't understand. I mean, I understand it, but we understand why they're doing it, but the NFL doesn't care. They just go have a ton of security, get in, get out, make your cash, and... move on to the next one.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.